朋友，欢迎来收听《真光系列查经》，由庄祖坤牧师和庄刘真光师母主持。
当1998年，再过几天就要结束的时候。
As the year 1998 will conclude in a very few short days,
我们回顾过去的这一年
and reflect on this year,
在整个世界上可以说是多灾多难的一年。
This was a year of many problems and calamities in the world.
因为这个气候的变化
because of the change of our weather,
在全世界不同的地方都有不同的灾难。
There are different calamities going on in different parts of the world.
也同时在许多的国家有经济的危机
and many nations have economic crises.
虽然在美国可能我们大概是比较在这些方面来讲是最好的
relatively speaking we're doing fairly well in the United States
但是在我们的家庭里面可能也难免有一些不同的难处
but maybe even our own households we may have difficulties
所以当先知哈巴谷在第一章和第二章他发出他的呼求的时候
So Habakkuk started to cry out in chapters 1 and 2.
他向神发出祷告。
He had a prayer to God.
他甚至会感觉到好像在这样的困难当中神似乎消失不见。
He at times felt that in his difficulties the Lord had disappeared and was no longer there.
所以难免他会向神发出这样祷告说主啊我还要等候多久呢
And that is why he had to say Lord how much longer must I wait?
我想我们的心情有的时候也是如此
And sometimes we may also feel the same
但是当神向哈巴谷说话
But yet when the Lord responded back to Habakkuk
神让他看见虽然如此这一切的事情仍然在神的手中
Although these things were happening all these things were in God's hands
神有他的计划
God had his plans
神有他的时间
He had his time
虽然看来好像没有希望
Outwardly speaking, there was no hope.
但是神仍然在掌权。
But yet God still was in control.
所以当第二章最后结束的时候
So when chapter 2 started to conclude,
第二十节他说唯耶和华在他的圣殿中全地的人都当在他面前肃静静默。
Verse 20 tells us that the Lord is the holy temple and let the earth be silent before him.
要让我们心里面的那种焦虑不安的心
that disquieted heart that we may have
能够在神的面前安静下来
shall we be silent before him
让我们里面那种烦躁在神的面前平静下来
and that frustration we may have may we also find peace
让我们里面那种的抱怨在神的面前平息下来
and maybe the complaints we have before God once again let us be quiet before him
所以因此第三章是哈巴谷的一个祷告
And that is why we have the prayer of Habakkuk in chapter 3
哈巴谷书第三章的祷告是全圣经当中最有名的祷告之一
We can say that of all the prayers in the Bible this chapter of prayer is one of the most famous
很多人说哈巴谷的祷告可以跟大卫王为了建殿向神所发出的祷告相提并论
People have explained that this prayer of Habakkuk was equivalent to the prayer of David when he built the temple for the Lord
他的祷告也跟尼希米为了重建圣城所发出的那种祷告相提并论。
It was also equivalent to the prayer of Nehemiah when he had a prayer when they rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem.
其实哈巴谷书第三章是一首诗歌。
But we also know that Habakkuk, this chapter 3 is like a psalm.
事实上，诗篇里面很多诗篇都被称为祷告。
But many psalms are also called the hymns of prayer.
所以这一首诗歌。就跟其他的诗篇一样，是一首祷告，是一首赞美。
And so, like this psalm here, it is like the other psalms. It is a psalm of prayer and of praise.
这首诗篇开始的时候
，And so when this starts,
第二节哈巴谷说：“耶和华啊，我听见你的名声就惧怕。耶和华啊，求你在这些年间复兴你的作为，在这些年间显明出来，在发怒的时候以怜悯为念。”
Lord, I've heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, O Lord. Renew them in our day, in our time. Make them known. In wrath, remember mercy.
哈巴谷的祷告之所以产生影响力
The reason why Habakkuk's prayer has great response
有它的秘诀
There's a secret found here.
因为哈巴谷的祷告使他从那种悲伤从当中从那种没有希望当中转为充满了信心。
With great sorrow in times of hopelessness, it turned into faith.
为什么他的祷告使他整个心转过来呢？
And why was his prayer effective and turned his heart around?
为什么我们也是祷告，可是祷告完了好像忧伤忧虑还在我们的身上？
Although we may pray also, yet those sorrows and those fears are still found in our hearts.
所以我们要从哈巴谷去学习他的祷告有什么秘诀。
And so therefore we must learn from the prayer of Habakkuk what his secrets were.
第一个，他的祷告的秘诀，他的成功的所在，是因为他在神的面前有一个谦卑的态度。
The first secret of his effective prayer was that Habakkuk had an attitude of humility.
你怎么地方看出他的谦卑呢？
And how can we see his humility?
因为他不再向神抱怨了。
He no longer was complaining to God.
我们向神抱怨的时候，
And when we complain to God,
很多时候代表我们里面的不顺服。
Often it represents our lack of submissiveness to him.
代表我们觉得我知道事情是怎么发展的，好像神不知道。
Similarly, we say we know what's going on, God, but you do not.
这是一种在神面前的傲慢。
And this is a complaint we have to God.
当他说我在神的面前听见你的名声，我就惧怕。
It says here, when I've heard of your fame, I stand in awe.
好像旧约里面的约伯，当他向神发出很多的抱怨之后。
Just like in the Old Testament, Job, when he complained to God,
当最后神向他说话之后，
and lastly, when God spoke to him,
他说一句话，
he said something.
我用手捂住我的口，
he says, with my hands, I will cover my mouth.
我是一个笨蛋，
he says, I'm very dumb.
我怎么会向神说出这样的话来呢？
And how can I utter these words?
他说我在炉灰中懊悔，
and therefore I regret in all these things.
当你在神的面前祷告的时候，
and so when you pray before God,
有这样一个谦卑的态度，
when you have this attitude of humility,
我们的祷告就蒙神垂听，
then God will hear our prayers.
有一次有一个牧师到一个教会去讲道，
once a pastor went to a church to preach,
聚完会以后有一段时间是问题解答的时间，
and afterwards there was a time of questions and answers.
有一个字条传到他的面前，
and he received a piece of paper.
那个字条上这样写，
And on the slip of paper it said,
我在这个教会做长老二十年了。
I've been an elder in this church for 20 years.
我在这个在教会的里面忠心侍奉三十多年了。
And I've been serving faithfully in this church for 30 years.
我付出我的时间，付出我的精力，付出我的金钱。
And I have given up my time, my money, and efforts.
可是最近我向神祈求一件事情。
But one thing I've asked the Lord recently.
神一直没有回答我。
But God has not answered my prayer.
神没有给我我所向他所要的。
God has not given to me what I wanted.
为什么我这么忠心对神，神却不能够把我所要的给我？
I am so faithful to God, but yet, why does God not give this to me?
那个传道的那个牧师拿到这个条子以后，
and the pastor saw the slip of paper.
他就回答，
He responded,
因为你以为你在教会做二十年的长老，
It is because you thought of being an elder for 20 years in the church.
神应该要给你你所想要的，
and God should give you what you want.
因为你在教会有三十年忠心热心的侍奉，
and because you devoutly and faithfully served for 30 years,
所以你认为你值得神给你这个东西，
you feel you are worthy of the things that you're asking of God.
就是因为你这个态度，神就是不给你，
and because of this very attitude, God is not willing to give to you.
聚完会以后，
after the church,
一个连长的弟兄到他的面前，
an elder brother came before this pastor.
他说这字条就是我写的，
and says,I wrote the slip of paper.
他说你的话像一个钉子一样就打到我的心里面去了。
And your words were like a nail pounded into my heart.
不过忽然醒过来了。
But I awoke.
对，我在神的面前怎么会有这样的态度呢？
You are right. How dare I have this attitude before God?
多少的时候我们的祷告也有一个错误。
And often our prayers may be wrong.
当我们在神面前谦卑的时候。
And when we humble ourselves before God,
我们就愿意安静等候神。
We're willing to quiet ourselves and wait before Him.
所以在第十六节的时候，他虽然看见预期将来灾难要来临的时候，
And so in verse 16, when he sees all the calamities to occur in the future,
坦察人说，我可以安静地等候灾难之日临到。
But yet he says, I will wait patiently for the day of calamity.
因为他在神面前有一个安。有一个谦卑的态度。
Because he had an attitude of humility.
第二个秘诀呢？
What is the second secret?
他在神的面前有一个敬拜的态度。
He had a worshipful adoration.
他知道神是大而可畏的神。
He knew that this was an almighty and awesome God.
所以他在神的面前，当他要呼求的时候
，And therefore when he called out to God,
他想到神是那样一个大而可畏的神。
He saw what a wonderful and awesome God this was.
所以他两次提到说，我惧怕。
And that's why last.Two times he mentioned that I stand in awe of
you. 第二节他说我听见你的名声我就惧怕。
Verse 2 says, I've heard of your fame and I stand in awe.
十六节说我听见耶和华的声音我身体战惊嘴唇发颤骨中朽烂我在所立之处战惊。
And it says, I heard and my heart pounded, my lips quivered at the sound, decay crept in my bones and my legs trembled. In verse 16.
多少的时候我们祷告的时候包括对神的敬拜呢
Often when we pray, do we also have an attitude of worship?
每个礼拜二我们教会有祷告会。
Every Tuesday we have a prayer meeting at church.
师母每次来带这个祷告会的时候。
And Mrs. Zhuang here is here to lead the time of prayer.
每一次她前面都花二三十分钟时间，要我们有一个敬拜赞美的祷告。
And every time we have 20-30 minutes to have a prayer of worship and a prayer of praise.
然后我们才开始提出代祷事项。
Then we start to pray about the needs of the church.
这是一个学习。
This is a learning lesson.
我不知道有多少人，你祷告的时候花足够的时间去赞美和敬拜。
And I ask, how often in our prayers do we spend enough time to worship and show adoration to our God?
当然，我们祷告常是这样开始的。
Often we pray like this.
哦，主啊，实在很感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
哎呀，你很好。
You're real good.
你也很大。
You're great.
三言两语讲完了。
And after that,
然后开始。不过呢，我现在有二十项要求。
But yet I have these 20 things I need to ask from you.
所以我们三言两语的赞美过去了。
So we have a couple words of prayers and adoration.
然后很长很长的祷告的单子。
Then we have a very long list of needs.
我们在祷告中缺少的就是那个敬拜。
And what we lack in our prayer is a time of worship.
当哈巴谷在神面前敬拜他的时候。
And when Habakkuk started to worship God in his prayer.
帮助他从他自己的困难、自己的需要当中转移到这一位伟大的神身上去了。
This helped him to change from his needs, looking toward this wonderful God.
他不再心心念念的就是哦，我需要这个。
Not only was he just thinking of the needs that he had.
他不再是整天所想的就是怎么办、怎么办。
He wasn't thinking all day and all night of what he should do about this and that.
当他看到神的伟大的时候
，When he saw the wonderfulness of God.
你的忧虑就会离开。
And his concerns slowly pass by.
如果神真的这么伟大
，If God is so almighty，
你怕什么呢
？What are you afraid of？
越小的小孩是越不怕的。越小的小孩。
Oh, the younger you are, the less you fear.
那个五六岁的小孩子，天不怕地不怕。
A 5 or 6 year old child is scared of nothing.
打不过你的时候呢
？And if they cannot beat you up，
我叫我爸爸来。
I'll call my father to beat you up.
哎，我爸爸。比谁都大。
Because my father is bigger than anyone.
如果他真的觉得他爸爸很厉害的话呢
？If he really thinks his father is so great,
他真的是天不怕地不怕。
Then he is scared of nobody.
基督徒，你真的以为天父很厉害吗
？So Christian, do you feel your heavenly father is so great?
如果你真的觉得天父够厉害的话，你怕什么怕呢
？And if your heavenly father is so great, then what are you scared of?
我们害怕就是因为天父大是很大了，不够大了。
Sometimes we are afraid because our heavenly father is great, but not great enough.
我的老板更大
，But my boss is even greater than your boss.
或者我的老公更大
，And my grandfather, my father, or
husband,
my husband, my husband is greater than your husband.
上帝再厉害，没有办法把我丈夫改变的。
No matter how great my heavenly father is, he cannot change my husband.
有一次，有一个太太打电话来
，Once a wife called me.
她有婚姻问题
，And he asked a question. She asked a question.
啊。她婚姻一塌糊涂。
There are many problems in her marriage.
她想放弃了。
And she wants to leave the marriage.
我就问她了。
And I asked.
你要不要祷告依靠神呢
？Says, do you want to pray and rely on God?
看看神可不可以帮忙呢
？And if God can help you?
啊，不可能的啦。
Says, that's impossible.
上帝再厉害也没有办法的啦。
No matter how great God is, He cannot do it.
所以上帝不够大。
So God was not great enough in her eyes.
那怎么办
？So what can you do?
所以他就找一个律师啊。
So she found a lawyer.
律师比上帝还大。
The lawyer is greater than God.
至少律师可以把她丈夫的钱多挖一点出来。
At least the lawyer could take more money away from her former husband.
神在你心目中有多大呢？
And so in your eyes, how great is your God?
当你在神面前懂得敬拜的时候，
And in front of God, when you understand the concept of worship,
你就懂得怎么样按照神的心意向神祈求。
Then you know how to petition according to his own desires.
我们会从我们个人的需要转到神的心意上去了。
And from our own selfish desires, we can turn to the desires of God.
所以哈巴谷开始祷告。
And so Habakkuk starts his prayer.
他说：“耶和华，求你在这些年间复兴你的作为。”
It says, "In these years, renew your presence."
复兴你的作为。
It says, "Renew your presence."
什么叫做复兴呢？
What does it mean to renew?
复兴就是更新，变成新的。
It says, "Change the old into new."
但原文的意思是使死的又活过来了。
The old in the original text is used to be was dead. Now it is alive.
好像教会一样。
It is like the church.
很多教会是名存实亡的。
The church may have a name, but yet it is dead inside.
神能够让它重新活过来。
And the Lord will allow this to once again be alive.
所以哈巴谷没有再想到自己的难处。
So Habakkuk no longer thought of his own difficulties.
他没有想到以色列民族的灾难。
Did not think of the calamities that will happen to the nation of Israel.
他想到是神啊，让你的作为，让你的心意在这个时候显明出来。
Says God, renew your deeds and renew your desires.
他看见的是神的荣耀。
And what he saw was the glory of God.
他所祈求的就是让神的荣耀再一次的彰显出来。
And what he was asking for was that the glory of God may once again be revealed.
他祈求的是整个时代能够改变。
He hoped that this whole day and age will be changed.
他祈求的是以色列国从里到外可以改变。
He hoped that the nation of Israel will be changed from the inward to the outward.
在这些年间，
And in these years,
在这个最黑暗的时刻，
In the darkest period, darkest part of life,
在这个灾难来临的前夕，
And before the calamities happen to the nation of Israel,
黑暗的时刻往往就是复兴的时候。
And the time of darkness may be a time of renewal.
很多人都在担心公元两千年要来的时候怎么办。
And many people are concerned about the year 2000.
有些人不担心的。
A lot of people are not concerned about this.
担心的人都是懂太多的人。
Those who are worried are those who know too much.
你越懂电脑的人，
The more you know about computers,
你越害怕。
And the more you are scared.
不用电脑的人什么都不怕。
And those who don't use computers, they're not worried about anything.
你家里不用电脑，你怕什么？
If you don't have a computer at home, what are you worried about?
有些人家里没有电。
If you have no electricity,
他怕什么呢？
What are they worried about?
最后是你跟我一样没有电。
Ultimately, you and I don't have electricity.
我本来就没有。
But I didn't have electricity to begin with.
那里有电的就害怕。
And but so though if you have electricity, then you're worried about it.
有些人有自来水也害怕。
People who have running water at home, they're worried.
但是在这个灾难来临的前夕，
But before the times of calamity,
你的心如何呢？
What is in your heart?
哈巴谷看见在黑暗的时刻是神复兴的时刻。
What Habakkuk saw was in the time of darkness was a time of God's renewal.
他没有祈求说在光明的时刻主啊你的大复兴就来了。
He did not say Lord in the day of enlightenment Lord renew your people.
他说在这个黑暗的时刻就在这些年间复兴你的作为。
But it says here in this dark period of time renew your deeds.
但是他接下来说在这些年间显明出来的时候，在你发怒的时候，以怜悯为念。
But also he continues to say, God, remember your mercy in your wrath.
神是公义的神。
God is a righteous God.
当他求神在彰显他的公义的时候
，But when he asks that God manifests his righteousness,
同时带出怜悯。
He says, also share with us your mercy.
神是有怜悯的神。
Because God is a God of mercy.
可是神的怜悯是因为来自于他的信实。
His mercy comes because of his faithfulness.
他对以色列人的保证。
And he reassures the nation of Israel.
因为他跟人所立的约。
Because he has established a promise or testament with his own people.
这是神的怜悯。
And this is God's mercy.
很多时候我们想象中的怜悯是一种软弱。
Sometimes we think of mercy, we think of weakness.
我们想象的什么人会有怜悯的心呢？
So when we think of a person who is merciful, what kind of person is he?
很有怜悯的人就是看到那个电影，哦，电影里面在哭，他也哭。
When we think of a merciful person is when there's a touching story going on in the movie theater, he is a person that cries all the time.
在台湾常常有些电视剧是从开头到结束一直在哭的。
There are some soap operas in Taiwan. From the beginning to end, all it is full of tears.
很多太太们都坐在电视机前，准备一大盒卫生纸，一边看一边擦。
Many wives watch soap operas, bring a whole box of Kleenex tissue, prepare to cry when they see the soap operas.
那种人是很有怜悯的。
These are people we think are full of mercy. We think.
他去买东西的时候。
And when they go out shopping.
看见别人有乞丐在那边要钱的时候。
And when they see beggars begging for money.
他们都是比较有怜悯的心，会给他一个 quarter。
They are very merciful. They are the ones that give them a quarter or so.
男人都不看这种电视的。
And the males never watch these soap operas.
经过这个乞丐面前的时候，一毛都不给。
Pass by these beggars, they don't give a dime.
所以我们就说，哎呀，那种有怜悯的心的人，就是心比较软的人。
So we say those who are merciful are those who are, let's say, weak in heart.
当你求神说，神啊，求你以怜悯为念的时候，什么意思？
And when you say, God, remember us in your mercy.
神啊，你不要心肠太硬啊。
He said, Lord, don't be so hard to us, we're saying.
神啊，你的心要软一点啊。
Be soft to us.
是这样的吗？
Is it like this really?
难怪有些人说，旧约时候的神呢，很凶。
And we say that in the Old Testament, God was such a stern, serious God.
因为很早以前，神很年轻。
Because long, long ago, when God was very young,
神很年轻的时候就很凶。
When he was very young, he was very stern and serious.
到了新约的时代。耶稣就老一点了，神就比他老一点了。
But the New Testament, he becomes a little mature, a little older.
所以比他老一点就比较怜悯一点，仁慈一点。
And so when he's a little older, becomes more merciful, a little more mellow.
所以圣诞老公公都要吼吼吼，然后留个白胡子。
And that's why we think of Santa Claus with the white beard who's so old.
如果圣诞老公公没有胡子。
And if Santa Claus did not have this white beard,
很年轻,
he's a young Santa Claus.
他给你什么圣诞礼物?
What kind of gift would he give you?
他一看到你, 你这么坏, 为什么给你礼物呢?
He says, you're such a bad kid, no gifts for you.
但是那个 ho 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 的就是, 哎呀, 好坏都给你了。
But this jolly Saint Nick we see, no matter you be good or bad, you get a gift.
神现在比较有怜悯, 是因为神变老了?
Is God full of mercy because he's older?
不是的
No.
神的怜悯是因为他是信实的神。
God is merciful because he is faithful to us.
他是守约施慈爱的神。
He is a God who keeps his promises and testaments and gives us his love.
所以他的祷告是神啊，求你以你的约为念，记得你跟以色列人所立的约。
And that's why Habakkuk says, remember your testament and give us mercy.
怜悯我们。
And have mercy upon us.
事实上，他这个态度也是尼希米祷告的态度。
And also, this was the same attitude that Nehemiah had in his own prayer.
尼希米看见圣城被毁的时候
，When Nehemiah saw that the city was destroyed,
看见他的同胞、他的百姓们受痛苦的时候
，And when he saw his own countrymen, being devastated,
他认罪
，He recognized his own sins.
立刻他就说
But immediately he said,
神啊，你是守约施慈爱的神。
Lord, you are a God who keeps his promises and testaments.
所以怜悯我们。
Therefore have mercy upon us.
神真的施恩。
God truly is merciful.
所以当我们按着神的心意去祈求的时候
And so when we petition according to God's own desires,
神会复兴他的作为。
The Lord will renew his deeds.
而且神真的会赐下怜悯。
And also God will remember us in his mercy.
也因为他的心转向这位神的时候
And because his heart turned back to God.
从第三节到第十五节他就想到在过去历史上神如何彰显他的能力和他的救赎
Habakkuk remembered God's presence in verses 3 to 15 and how he was wonderful in history.
他想到当以色列人离开埃及的时候
He thought of how the people of Israel when they left Egypt.
过了红海
When they passed through the Red Sea,
当埃及的军队追来的时候
and when the armies of Egypt were chasing after them,
神怎么样使这个海分开来
and he remembered how God opened the Red Sea,
让以色列人能够经过红海
so that the nation of Israel could walk through that sea.
当埃及的军队追过来的时候
when the armies of Egypt continued to chase after them,
神又如何让海水合起来
God, he remembered how God once again closed the sea upon them,
淹没了所有埃及的军队
and drowned their armies.
以色列人经过旷野的时候，
and when the Israelites were passing through the desert,
在那个西乃山，
and on Mount Sinai,
百姓在这个山下，
and when his people were at that mountain,
神在山上显现，
God revealed himself to them.
山在冒烟，
and there was
smoke.
There was smoke from the mountain.
然后整个地在摇动。
And there was earthquakes going about.
百姓非常的害怕。
And his people were scared.
神的大能在那里彰显。
And God's greatness manifested itself.
神也带领他们出了埃及，出了旷野。
And the Lord led them through the wilderness.
过了约旦河。
Passing through the River Jordan.
然后进入迦南地。
And entering the land of Canaan.
打败所有的敌人。
And vanquished all of their enemies.
让耶利哥城整个崩溃。
And that the walls of Jericho were also destroyed.
所以当哈巴谷回想到神过去一再一再的彰显他的能力的时候，
And when Habakkuk reflected God's greatness in history,
他的心就被提升起来。
His spirit was uplifted.
他想到神过去如何，神今天仍然可以。
He thought as God was so great in the past, He could be the same today.
虽然今天看起来好像我们失去了一切的保障，
Outwardly speaking, there are many issues that face us.
神在过去历史当中他是大有能力的，
But yet, historically we see God is so mighty and powerful.
今天他仍然是的，
And today he is still the same.
所以他求神在今天这个时候复兴他的作为，
And that is why he asks that today God renew your deeds.
再一次彰显他的能力，
Once again manifest your mighty powerfulness.
同时他也想到神是信实的神。
And also he reminded himself that God was faithful.
所以十三节他提到说，你出来，你要拯救你的百姓，拯救你的受膏者。
That's why in verse 13 he says, you come out to deliver your people, to save your anointed one.
你的能力是为了要拯救。
And that your power is come to deliver your people.
你的能力不是为了毁灭的。
Your power is not come to destroy us.
你来是为了拯救你的百姓。
But you came to deliver your people.
所以他想到神是信实的神。
That's why he was reminded that God was a faithful God.
他不会遗弃他的百姓。
And he will not cast aside his own people.
所以当他想到这些的时候，
So when he thought of all these things,
最后他的心态就会转到十六节到最后。
Lastly, his attitude in his heart changed and found in verse 16.
他就从惧怕变成有信心。
And so his attitude changed from fear to faith.
十六节他说，我听见耶和华的声音，身体战惊，嘴唇发颤，骨中朽烂，我在所立之处战惊，我只可安静等候灾难之日临到，犯境之民上来。
Verse 16 says, I heard and my heart pounded, my lips quivered at the sound, decay crept into my bones, my legs trembled, yet I wait patiently for the day of calamity to come on the nation invading us.
看起来是有点矛盾。
There seems to be a little conflict here.
一方面他害怕。
In one way, he was very scared.
但他里面又是安静的。
But yet, he was very patiently awaiting.
通常我们害怕的时候，
Sometimes when we are scared,
我们就失去平安。
We lose that peace.
但他一方面战惊。
In one way, he was trembling.
一方面他在里面却能够说，我只能够安静地等候神的日子。
But yet, he says, I still wait patiently.For the Lord's day.
他怎么样能够转变过来呢？
How could he turn like this?
第一，
First,
他懂得看整个的事情。
He knew that he had to look at the whole situation.
当他看见自己的苦难，或者说他整个民族的苦难的时候，
When he saw the difficulties that would happen to him and to his own people,
他是从一个我们叫做宏观面来看。
He reviewed, look at the suffering from a very long-term perspective.
很多时候我们看苦难是用非常窄的眼光，用非常个人的立场去看的。
Often we see a calamity, we looked at it from our own personal viewpoint and very short-sighted.
当我们年轻的时候，
When we were very young,
其实年轻的人照说是没有什么可以忧虑的。
Seemingly speaking, the young people should have nothing to worry about.
可是很有趣的是，在美国，在很多欧美先进的国家，自杀率最高的往往是十八岁以下的少年人。
But very interesting, the statistics show us that those who commit suicide, the highest rate is found in those under the age of 18.
十八岁以下，为什么要自杀？
If you're under age 18, why would you commit suicide?
我们当中很多的人超过30岁、40岁的人都恨不得自己再回到18岁以前。
Many of us who are over age 30 or 40 really want to be 18 again.
因为拥有青春是多么好的事情。
Those teenage years were wonderful years.
18岁以下的时候都没有可以忧虑的事情。
When you're under age 18, there's nothing that you had to concern yourself about.
你不怕 lay off， 你不怕被炒，没有工作。
You're not worried about losing your job.
你要吃糖，一伸手，爸爸妈妈就给你钱。
If you want to eat candy, you can ask money from your parents.
18岁以下有什么忧虑呢？
So what are you worried about at age 18?
所以在父母看来，你们根本没有什么可以忧虑的嘛。
So from the viewpoint of parents, there's nothing that you have to be concerned and worry about.
可是对18岁以下的年轻人呢？这世界很多可以忧虑的。
But for those 18 and under, there's a lot of things we can worry about, we say.
他会想说，Jennifer 今天不理我了。
Maybe my friend Jennifer no longer pays attention to me.
我的世界都崩溃了。
And the whole world is falling apart.
没有什么值得活下去了。
There's nothing worth living for.
爸爸妈妈爱我，那个爱有什么用？
Even if my parents love me, what does that count?
爸爸妈妈加起来也不等于一个 Jennifer.
Even my parents added together is not worthy of one Jennifer.
Jennifer 不要我，
Jennifer 世界都黑掉。There is darkness found in this world.
所以他会觉得这个世界啊没有希望了。
They find that this world is hopeless.
所以呢？
That's why they go and kill themselves.
当你到50岁的时候，
But when you're 50,
或者40岁的时候，
or 40,
你回想你年轻的时候，
when you reflect back on your youth,
我那个时候 Jennifer 把我甩掉了，我都不要活了。
When Jennifer no longer wanted me and I did not want to live,
今天 Jennifer 如果来的话呢？
But today Jennifer came here.
我才不要她呢。
I don't want Jennifer.
当你从不同的时间角度去看的时候，很多事情是不一样的。
When you reflect on things at different times of your life, things are different.
当你把全部的东西都去掉，只剩下一个小小的你的时候，芝麻点大的事情都变成全世界最大的事情。
When you take away everything and look only something from your own perspective, then you make a mountain out of a molehill.
当你自己从你自己当中出来，
But when you take and extricate yourself from that situation,
这个广大的时间和空间再来看你的问题的时候，
And when you review that based on time and space,
很多事情就不一样，
Then things become quite different.
难怪有一个又聋又瞎又哑的 Helen Keller 那个女的说过这样一句话。
And that is why the famous Helen Keller, who is deaf, dying at, deaf, dumb, and blind.
他说过一句话，他说，
He said something.
我常常哭，因为我没有新的鞋子穿。
I used to often cry because I had no shoes.
一直到有一天，我忽然间看见有一个人，
until,
他没有脚。
Until one day I saw a person without feet.
很多时候，你的苦难在你看来就是你有很多鞋子，可是你没有一双更新的鞋子。
Often our difficult are that you have a lot of shoes, but you don't have new shoes.
但是当你放眼这个世界的时候，
And when you look at the whole world,
你会看见有些人没有脚，
But you find that there are others even without feet.
你就会发现你的问题或者你所谓的灾难其实算不得是灾难。
And you find that your problems or maybe those calamities, what you call them, are no longer calamities or problems.
哈巴谷当他从大的面去看的时候，
And so when Habakkuk reviewed this from a long-term perspective,
他发现苦难只是暂时的。
He found that difficulties were very temporary.
恩典却是可以一生之久的。
But yet God's grace was for eternity.
在局部的地方短暂的时间的时候，
In this very short space and time,
你会看见罪恶。
You can see sin.
你看见罪人在那里好像很猖狂，随便要做什么。
You see that the sinners can do many things.
但是你从大的面去看的时候，
But from a very long-term perspective,
你知道神仍然在掌权。
You find that God still is in control.
神的计划仍然在进行。
And that God's plan continues forward.
在最没有希望的地方，神仍然为自己的缘故保留的一些事情。
And in the greatest times of lack of hope, then God keeps those things for himself.
这个认识帮助你在你患难的时候能够吸一口气 继续等候。
If you recognize this, when you are in difficulties, you take a deep breath and continue forward.
第二个
，The second point，
他做了一个选择。
He made a selection.
他选择依靠那个不会改变的神。
He made a selection to rely on this unchanging God.
而不是去依靠那个会变的一些事物。
He no longer chose those temporal sources that were to change.
好像保罗在哥林多后书第四章十六节说过这样一句话。
Like Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4,
verse 16. 第四章第十六节，保罗说，所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新是一天。我们这自战自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比的永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
Paul reminds us 2 Corinthians 4:16, Therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen eternal.
所看得见的是暂时的。
And so what is seen is temporary.
不管看见的是你的工作。
And often what we see is our jobs.
或者是爱情。
Or maybe love.
或者是一个家庭，或者是一些任何你认为可靠的东西。
Or family or other things that we rely upon.
或者是你的股票，或者是共同基金。
Or maybe it is your stocks or bonds.
这些东西都可能会过去的。
All these things will pass away.
这些东西有可能有一天就是会垮掉的。
And one day all these things will fall apart.
甚至你可以说都没有了。
You can also say these things will no longer exist.
我仍然可以有安稳，因为我依靠神。
But yet I am stable and firm because I rely on God.
因为我所依赖的是那看不见的。
Because what I rely upon are those that are unseen, my God.
所以哈巴谷可以这样说。
That is why Habakkuk could say,
无花果树不发旺。
Though the fig tree does not bud,
芦苇树不结果。
And no grapes are on the vines,
橄榄树不效力。
Though the olive crop fails,
田地没有粮食。
And the fields produce no food,
羊圈里面没有羊。
There are no sheep in the pen,
牛棚没有牛。
And no cattle in the stalls.
然后呢？
And he says,
你的存款没有了。
You've lost your savings.
你的癌症复发了。
And your cancer comes back.
你的婚姻越来越糟糕了。
And your marriage is falling apart.
你儿子越来越坏了。
And your kids are even worse.
你的功课快要不及格了。
And you will fail in school.
好像没有一个东西改善的。
Nothing is changing for the better.
你怎么办？
What do you do?
哈巴谷说，虽然这一切看来都是很不好的。
Habakkuk here tells us that despite all these things are not good.
18节他说，然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
But yet he says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I'll be joyful in God my Savior.
他让他的眼睛看着这位神。
When his eyes look to this God.
而且他选择赞美。
And when he selects praise.
而不是埋怨。
And not complaints.
赞美是选择的。
Because he selects to praise God.
不是因为环境很好，所以我会赞美。
It's not because the environment is very nice, and therefore he praises God.
而是不管环境怎么样。
It's no matter what my environment may be.
我选择去赞美。
I select and elect to give praise to God.
你选择赞美的时候。
And when you elect to praise God,
你就不会让你自己沉溺在这种悲伤的情绪里面。
And no longer will you allow these things to overcome you.
你选择赞美的时候。
And when you elect to praise him,
你不会让你自己被埋在那个忧虑的那种感觉之下。
No longer are you covered up by all these sorrows and problems.
当你选择赞美的时候。
And when you elect to praise him,
你不会让你自己一直泡在那种埋怨的那种心情之下。
And no longer are you in a sea of complaints.
当你选择赞美的时候。
And when you select to give praise.
好像十九节所说的，主耶和华是我的力量，他使我的脚快如驴鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。
You can sing like him in verse 19. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of deer. He enables me to go on to the heights.
你选择赞美的时候。
And when you elect to praise him.
你好像 就跑上高山。
And seemingly you are climbing on a high mountain.
超越高峰。
And you are far beyond the winds that blow.
如果你不选择赞美的话呢？
If you don't elect praise,
你就让你自己沉入死荫的幽谷。
Then you, what you are doing is going through the valley of the shadow of death.
哈巴谷做了一个选择。
Habakkuk made an election.
他选择赞美。
And he elected to praise God.
使他能够唱出这个得胜的信心的凯歌。
Therefore, he could sing this hymn of praise to the God.
我们也可以。
And we also can do the same.
多灾多难的一年要过去了。
This year of troubles and tribulations is about to pass.
从外面来看，1999年未必是很好的一年。
Outwardly speaking, 1999 may not necessarily be the best of years.
但是不管1999年会怎么样
，But no matter what 1999 holds for us,
你可以做选择。
You can make a selection.
你可以选择赞美。
You can select to praise Him.
不管发生什么事情
，No matter what happens,
你可以选择依靠那位看不见的神。
You can select this invisible God and rely upon Him.
而不依靠任何你看得见的东西。
And not rely on things which are visible.
你就可以像鹿在高原奔跑。
You can be like the deer.
我们低头祷告。
And shall bow and pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we truly praise you and thank you.
因为在人看来许多没有指望的时候
，In the eyes of man, when there is no hope,
你却是我们最后的盼望。
You ultimately are our last hope.
因为万事万物都要改变。
Because all things will change in heaven and in earth.
只有你的信实是永不改变。
But only your faithfulness will never change.
你的恩典也从来不离开我们。
And your grace will never depart from us.
主求你帮助我们每一个人。
Lord, may you help each and every one of us.
让我们那个眼睛转向你。
So that our eyes may be turned towards you.
使你的恩典再一次临到我们。
So that your grace may be once again found in our lives.
我们恳求你自己复兴你的作为。
Lord, we ask to renew your own deeds.
让教会，让我们自己个人，我们的家庭都能够重新得力。
So that this church, ourselves, our families may once again be renewed in strength.
谢谢你。
Lord, thank you.
因为你应许你要与我们同在。
Because you have promised that you will be with us.
垂听我们众人同心合一的祷告。
And please hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen. Amen.
朋友，真光系列查经。对你有什么帮助吗？我们欢迎你的分享和提问。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里事工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣的真理和救恩，今天就来相信主耶稣。